2 Kings chapter 10. Now this continues about Jehu. Now Jehu is apparently very zealous and very enthusiastic for serving God, but I think that he really just served God insofar as he wanted to. He just did the things that appealed to him. Whereas Jesus says that we are to pick up our cross and follow him. We are to do that which is not that which comes easy to us. And I think that Jehu liked running around killing people and being active and all that sort of thing. And so he does God's judgments for him, which I suppose was okay, but I don't think he had any real spiritual mindedness. He wasn't of the Spirit of God. He didn't really seem to have the characteristics of God in his heart. So there were 70 descendants of King Ahab who lived in the city of Samaria, and Jehu sent a letter to the rulers of the city and to the people who were bringing up Ahab's children or descendants. And this is what the letter said: "You have chariots, horses, weapons, and strong cities. So as soon as you receive this letter, choose the best of the king's sons and make him king and fight to defend him." Those rulers of the city of Samaria were very frightened. They said, "How then can we not do what Jehu says, when neither King Joram nor King Ahaziah could resist him?" So the chief officer and another official who was in control of the city, together with the people who were bringing up Ahab's children, replied to him, "We are your servants and shall do all that you say, but we are not going to make anybody king. So do what you think best." So Jehu replied with another letter, "If you're really with me and truly want to follow what I'm ordering you, then bring me the heads of King Ahab's sons to Jezreel by this time tomorrow." The 70 sons of King Ahab were cared for by the leaders of the city of Samaria who were raising them. So when they received Jehu's letter, they went out and killed all 70 of Ahab's sons. They put their heads in baskets and sent them to Jezreel, to Jehu. So when Jehu learnt that the heads of Ahab's sons had been brought to him, he made them pile them up in two heaps. That would have been 35 heads in each heap, outside the city gate, and he wanted them left there until the following morning. In the morning he went out to the gate and said to the people who were there, "I was the one who plotted against King Joram and killed him. But who killed all these? This proves that everything that Yahweh says about the family of Ahab will be fulfilled. Yahweh has done what he promised and what he said through the words of his prophet Elijah." So Jehu put to death all the other relatives of Ahab who were in Jezreel, and his priests and those who were close to him. Well, okay, yes, God did say through Elijah that he was going to cut off all the descendants of Ahab, but whether Jehu was right to use lies and such nastiness and then to gloat over all these heads of people who were probably just children, because it says several times there were people responsible for bringing them up, I don't think that's right, because God hates punishing wicked people, although he does. But it says that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, whereas Jehu, it seemed, loved doing this kind of thing. After this, Jehu went from Jezreel to Samaria, and on the way he met some of the relatives of King Ahaziah of Judah, who had died, and he asked them, "Whose are you?" They said, "We are the relatives of Ahaziah, and we're going to Jezreel to pay our respects and to send our greetings to the royal family of Ahab and Jezebel, who are now dead." Jehu told his men, "Take them alive." They grabbed them, killed them, and threw them into a pit. There were 42 people in all. So, because God had said that Ahab and Jezebel were to be judged, and their families, well, He meets 42 people who said that they were going up to pay their respects to the late Ahab and Jezebel. So he says, oh, well, you're guilty by association with them. I'll just kill you. Remember how God would not let David build the temple because he had shed too much blood. And so I think that God does not approve of this kind of thing, rejoicing in God's judgments. Well, Jehu went on again, and he was met by Jonadab, the son of Rechab. Jehu said to Jonadab, will you come up here into my chariot and support me? I will, Jonadab replied. Well, give me your hand then, Jehu said. And Jehu pulled him up into his chariot, saying, come with me and see how zealous I am for Yahweh. It's I, me, me, me. Come and see how zealous I am. Now, Jesus says, let not your left hand know what your right hand is doing. In other words, don't show off your devotion to God. And all the time, it's, are you on my side or not? I did this, like he says earlier. I plotted against King Joram and killed him. He's really proud. And you can claim to do God's work and still be proud. And therefore, God will not be with you. Because God hates pride more than anything else. Killing? Well, you say God hates killing. Well, he does, but then he also does order the deaths of wicked people. But he has no pleasure in it. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He wants people to repent, whereas Jehu was just interested in killing people. And he is showing off and saying to people, are you on my side or not? Basically, I'll kill you if you're not. So, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, has to come and get in the chariot with Jehu, and he says, I'll show you how zealous I am for Yahweh. They rode together to Samaria. And when they got there, Jehu killed all the remaining relatives of Ahab, just as God had said for Elijah. Jehu then called the people of Samaria together and said, King Ahab served Baal much, but I'm going to... Sorry, King Ahab served Baal a little, but I'm going to serve him even much more. So call together all the worshippers of Baal.
Who said this?
This King Jehu.
I thought he was good.
Well, yeah, let's read on. He calls all these worshippers of Baal together. He says, King Ahab served Baal just a little, but I'm going to serve Baal lots. So, call all the worshippers of Baal together, and all the priests. Get every single one together. I'm going to offer a huge sacrifice to Baal. And I'm going to kill whoever doesn't come. But this was really a horrible plan by Jehu to get all the worshippers of Baal together in one place because he was going to kill them. Jehu said, let us make holy or sanctify a day in honor of Baal. Jehu sent the message throughout all the land of Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came. And they all went into the temple of Baal, and they filled it from one end to the other. Then Jehu ordered the priest who had the holy robes to bring out the robes and give them to the worshippers. After that, Jehu himself went into the temple with Jonadab, son of Rechab. And he said to the people, make sure that only worshippers of Baal are here. Make sure no worshipper of Yahweh is in here. Then he and Jonadab went in to offer sacrifices to Baal. But he'd put 80 men outside the temple and had told them, you're to kill every one of these people. And if you let even one of them escape, then you will be killed. Once Jehu had offered his offerings to Baal, he said to the guards, go in and kill them all. Don't let one of them escape. So they went in with their swords and killed them all and dragged the bodies outside. They brought out the pillar that was used to worship Baal that was in the inner part of the temple and burnt it. Then they destroyed the whole temple of Baal and turned it into a public toilet. That was how Jehu destroyed the worshippers of Baal in Israel. But Jehu continued in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin by building the two golden calves in Bethel and in Dan. And so God said to Jehu, you indeed have destroyed Ahab's family, as I said would happen. So I promise you that your children until the fourth generation will be kings of Israel. But Jehu did not obey the law of Yahweh with all his heart. And instead, he followed the example of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And so at that time, the Lord began to reduce Israel's land. From Syria, King Hazael conquered all the land east of the Jordan River that had belonged to Israel, down to the town of Aroer on the river Arnon, all Gilead and Bashan. Everything else that Jehu did and his brave deeds is written in the history of the kings of Israel. He died and was buried in Samaria, and Jehoahaz, his son, reigned in his place. He reigned in Samaria for 28 years. So Israel, that is the 10 tribes, had no good kings, and I don't think Jehu was a good king. It says that he did all this killing and all that, but he did not obey God's law with all his heart. And at the end of these kings' lives, and sometimes at the beginning of them, God gives his overall position on these people, and he always judges them according to their heart. And of course, there were ups and downs in the lives of all of them, but God looks at it in terms of what in your deepest heart is your position about God. So, don't think that just serving God insofar as you personally want to do things, like if God said, you know, I want you to entertain people, I want you to invite people around your house, give them a nice meal. Well, that's great if you love that sort of thing. But if that's all you do to serve God, well, I think we have to think again. Because we are not to just serve God in ways that are easy for us and in ways that we might like. Now, this guy, Jehu, liked going around killing people. He seemed to just love it. And so he justified himself, saying, oh, yeah, but I'm doing God's will. And, well, he sort of did, and God recognized that. You see how God balances everything together when he makes a judgment of people. And, you know, the reason why we must not judge is because we cannot judge. God looks at all the different factors and dimensions in a person's life, like with Jehu. Yes, well done. You did kill all the family of Ahab and the Baal worshippers. That is what I wanted. But you didn't serve me with all your heart.